to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss the topic of farm and ranch insurance as it relates to wildfires and understanding what is commonly covered. To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by Nebraska Extension educator Bethany Johnston. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Well, Bethany, obviously this topic is one that's been brought to the top as we think about what's happened across Nebraska in the month of March and the number of wildfires that have occurred. And in this article, you just encourage folks to go back and review their policy, make sure that they understand what is covered and what they have in that.
Yes. And it's not just the people that have went through a wildfire or a flood, but ideally, if we can look at our insurance policy and review those maybe even once a year with our insurance agent, because we want to be able to do that before a catastrophe hits to figure out, are we covered? Do we need more coverage? You know, maybe there's some things on there we can take off. But just to remind folks, I'm not an insurance agent. We're just giving out some general information, but you always need to check with your local insurance agent and go over your policy and your needs with them, because everybody's insurance is different.
And one of the things you highlight in the article is that often things we think about, such as buildings, houses, machinery, maybe some infrastructure around the headquarters, those often are covered. But as we think about things like pasture, fence, things like that, or even I would say sometimes some infrastructure out in those sites, those may not be on the policy.
Yeah. And just talking with some local insurance agents, looking at what you cover, usually that goes under your property insurance. So the buildings, the machinery, if you have miscellaneous tools, those can be on there. But everything needs to be scheduled or listed. So if you think about, you know, if I sign up for a policy and a disaster hits, they're going to go back and look at that policy to see what's been scheduled, what's been listed, which makes sense because you don't want to just say, oh, look, here's a random piece of equipment or a building that showed up. And the other thing is that sometimes there's a wait period after you've added that item before it will be covered. So maybe it's 30 days, 2 weeks, whatever their policy is on that. So scheduling is important, and that's something you should look at every year and take off, you know, if you maybe trade pickups or trade equipment, take off that old, add the new, make sure it's up to date, and look at those values. Values have went up quite a bit. And so that replacement value, you might need to up that to cover if something were to happen to it. There are special policies that have became available. They're fairly new, I believe, but it's separate coverage you can buy to insure against forage loss to fire. And it has to be in place before. So you can't just say, you know, there's wildfire coming for me and put it in place. But, you know, the coverage is about $20 per acre for putting in 25 cents per acre for that. So there are some fire protection policies, but those are special ones that you would have to look into.
Well, thanks for bringing that to light, for I think many folks would not even know that that would be a potential option. So maybe a conversation worth having.
Yep. Check with your, again, your local insurance agent, or maybe shop around to see if that policy is something you want to look into. So if you do lose that standing forage to a wildfire, at least you have some coverage that you could go out and buy some of those feed resources with.
Anything else on this topic you'd like to highlight today?
Yeah, I think one of the things when you look at, you know, with the wildfires and people donating, a lot of the things that they're donating are things that aren't covered in most normal policies. So fence can be listed on a policy. But again, if you list that, a lot of times it's going to have a depreciated value. So that value is going to drop over time as that fence, you know, gets worn out. But if you have a 40-year-old fence, you know, it might not even hardly pay. And so when we think about donations, you know, fence, post, wire were on there because most people's insurance probably isn't going to cover it or cover it at a depreciated rate. The other thing, you know, feed. So if a pasture gets burned, that forage that's standing out in there isn't going to be covered. Some people may have, you know, they might schedule or list on their policy hay. But again, if you don't list it, it doesn't count. And so those are things that are being donated. And when you think about what insurance covers and it doesn't cover, those are kind of the big two, pasture crop losses and fence. And then the third big one is livestock. And I believe FSA does have some disaster relief program for producers that have lost livestock, but you will have to document that. So, take as many pictures as you can of your livestock, of your fence, of your pastures in case you do need that down the road.
Bethany, thanks for putting this article together. I think it's a good reminder to go review some of these things. Sometimes, unfortunately, it's an event like the wildfires we've had to, I guess, kind of bring to light that maybe some of these things that we haven't necessarily thought about, we need to go back and take a look at.
Yeah, and this is something really we should review every year. And again, we were talking before, but just prices have went up so much. So if you go to buy a new pickup or if you go to put up a new building, like the prices might shock you a little bit of what that actual replacement cost is. And so that might be something they want to check out too to see if they need to update those replacement values. So if something does happen, you have enough money to make that replacement in the disaster.
Well, for more information on the article that we talked about in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find it at beef.unl.edu. The title of the article, Farm Ranch Insurance and Wildfires, What is Commonly Covered?